Hi, I'm Dave Sobel from the Business of Tech podcast, here with another perspective. This week, answering a listener question. I was asked what I would do if I was founding an MSP today. Let me start by reminding everybody that I founded an MSP back in 2002. My basic premise was that I knew coding and infrastructure, and that easy infrastructure was an easier business. If I had a time machine, I would slap my younger self like Batman slapping Robin that I was insane, and that building a product is far better than building a services company. Services are way harder. They can, however, be much more rewarding. The question has two components. What market focus would I have, and what tool set would I use? Let's start with market focus. This is a very personal decision, actually, particularly for services companies. You need to have expertise to pick a market. And while yes, you can serve anywhere, the vast majority of small services companies are local ones, and certainly start that way. Thus, there isn't a great answer to give broad advice. Here's how my decision-making process would work. For me, I live in the DC metro area. I'd likely focus here, unless for personal reasons I was changing locations. My own expertise lies in not-for-profits and associations, and my region is good for that. I deepened my expertise this time out, learning far more about the technologies they use. That leads to a major point. Previously, I started my MSP by focusing on a bottom-up technology approach, where I thought if it uses Windows, that's good enough for me, and focused on all the network technologies. That's my major change. My Killing It co-host Ryan Morris puts forth some thoughts in his market maturity progression, the move into a phase where customer-centric factors win, moving beyond operational factors. He thinks we're in that phase now. Customer satisfaction matters more than ticket management. An entry into a vertical market based on business value matters more than technical capability. That's my basic starting point. I'd start by focusing on a line of business technology that I could leverage. For example, looking at association management software and building expertise there to leverage to drive those business outcomes. This is the same as building around Salesforce as a platform. Thus, this is my key partnership to start the business with. One note, Azure AD compatibility is a requirement. We'll revisit that later. This core package would also allow me to branch out. All of the core business functions, accounting, HR, sales, marketing, allow me to add packages and offerings at the business layer as my new business grows. My key differentiator would be the ability to deliver business results with technology specific to that industry. Thus, that's my key driver, and most of the rest will get driven by that. As I transition to talk about tools, let me say I wouldn't do a thing that wasn't cloud and fully cloud native. If you're on-prem, you're out. If you even have that weird hybrid dedicated VM that we call cloud, you're iffy at best. There would have to be a pretty strong business case for that or a roadmap to go all cloud, because otherwise, non-starter. Now remember, you asked about a new MSP. This rule can't be hard and fast for transitioning, but that's a rule for a new one. I've already selected my core offering, a product focused on solving a core business need. I'm going to add in that infrastructure service piece in order to block competitors. I'll start with partnering with Microsoft. I need to offer the core technology stack, Office, to customers, and I'll do that with the Microsoft 365 offerings. Amazon doesn't play in this space, and while I'm Google curious, there's another reason to go with Microsoft. If I select Microsoft, I can base my infrastructure offering off Azure, and specifically Azure AD. I'm going to set up my customer's workforce this way and integrate as much as I can into the authentication and access management. My MSP play will not focus on devices, but instead on data. I'm securing the data, and I'm using Azure AD to do it. Remember that requirement from earlier, and now it's here to be leveraged. Next up, I layer on Intune. That's my management layer, or more accurately, this is my endpoint management solution, as I will be heavily using policies to secure data. To do business with me, it's my policies or the highway. I'm not dealing with one-off device policies. And I can get away with this because my core offering is the line of business application, not the infrastructure. When my business offering is that I'm increasing your membership reach by 10 or 20%, customers will sign up for my lockdown environment. I'll select any remote control tool based on Intune. That's the key there. I built my stack starting with what I needed to solve the customer's problem, the line of business application, and I built from there. This takes me all the way to my management technologies. I know what you're all now dying to know, what I would do about managing my internal processes, aren't you? Where's your PSA, you scream? Yeah, not so much. First off, all our CRM functions are garbage, and so are the marketing technologies. Stripping it away, there are two functions I really need to worry about, billing and work management, and billing will drive everything. I'm going to build a stack the same way. I'm starting with QuickBooks Online. I'm American, so I'd start there. If I was in the UK, for example, I'd probably say Sage, but I'm an American, so I start with my financial package. That's first. From there, I just build modules around that. Again, all cloud. I'm keeping QuickBooks as the source of my all, not any PSA. My next requirement is Zapier, the integration platform. You don't work with Zapier, you're out. I'd go with Zendesk, probably. Here's my thinking. This is actually customer-focused. PSAs are really ticket-focused, but ultimately, who really cares? A solution like Zendesk is a CRM and a customer service platform, which is the main thing. And ready? Because I'm going to blow your minds. I'm going to de-emphasize tickets and time. Here's my thinking. I'm going to focus on billing for a package of services, not for time. And I'm going to work to make this a benefit for my engineers too. Closing issues will be their metric, not time. Customer satisfaction. I'm not breaking, actually, the cardinal rule. Sure, it has to be in the system to count. I'm just not going to burden my people with stressing timesheets. They'll be salaried. And instead, I'm going to focus on culture and having it be a good place to work. One of my benefits? No bullshit timesheets. Again, you have to log the work. There has to be notes and everything will happen in the customer system. But I'll leverage the tech itself. Those chat logs? Yeah, that's the record. Everything flowing through the system means that the data is there, but you're not stressing every last minute on a timesheet. Now, ready for the next crazy bit? Backup technology, antivirus, anti-spam, whatever. Just pick some good ones, best-of-breed technologies. But I'm not building my business around any of that. They need to be competitive and they need to be good. But I'm not banking the farm around that. Just pick some. Final bit, you may want to add a monitoring platform here. Now, I'm not saying an RMM. I'm specifically saying something to just monitor stuff. I want this to be as broad as I can get it. I want to see as much as I can because I want to leverage Intune correctly and make sure all my policies are right. Management isn't the trick, and don't stress so much about all this crazy automation. You're not going to do it anyway, and it's too much of a pain. Just assume the endpoints are the Wild West, because if I leverage the Microsoft 365 platform right, I've protected the customer by putting the data in a secure place, and I'm really restricting access. I'm protecting data, not devices. We went really deep, but think about what we built. This new, fresh MSP is entirely focused on expertise in a vertical, specifically focused on a line of business app that will transform the business. That's my lead. And the infrastructure is about making sure that works right. I focus on protecting their data by centralizing it in a collaborative workspace based on Microsoft technologies, and I assume the endpoints are insecure. And you know what? When every month I work with them to ensure the core business application is driving revenue or membership growth or whatever that metric is, they'll be delighted. Now, for many of you listening to this, you think I'm crazy. You have all this money invested. What about the core technologies of an MSP? What about integrations? Remember the question, what would I do if I was starting today? If I start today, I have no legacy baggage. I don't have to deal with that stuff, but I know you do. What you should think about is what this competitor looks like. This is the competitor of the future. You may not be able to look like them, but you can move towards that. You don't have to do the things the way you always did. You don't have to stay the same. This is a business of change. Everything changes all the time. The relevant follow-up question is this. If I was managing an MSP right now, what would I transform? That's another question for next time. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. I will talk to you with a regular episode tomorrow.